The federal Liberal government announced $11.3 million in funding Tuesday morning for the Stratford Festival and seven other tourism and community projects. The Stratford Festival receives the bulk of it, $10 million. It comes at the perfect time as the economic engine of Stratford and area continues to get back on its feet this season, after two lean pandemic years that heavily impacted operations. The festival supports thousands of jobs and spillover economic benefits for the local tourism industry and small businesses like hotels, restaurants, retail and transportation, MP Helena Jazek told an enthusiastic audience during the announcement inside the Tom Patterson Theatre. Funds will flow to the festival through FedDev Ontario's Major Events and Festival Support Initiative. A further $1.3 million will go towards enhancing infrastructure or help tourism entities, funded by a tourism relief fund. Jazek said it is vital that the government continue to ensure that the festival thrives and grows in the future to ensure its success and continue economic spin-offs. The festival's four theaters employ more than 1,000 people and help provide more than 2,400 additional seasonal jobs in the community while indirectly supporting hundreds of small businesses, the minister responsible for FedDev said. Carol Stevenson, past chair of the Stratford Festival Board of Directors, recalled approaching the government to ask for support when the pandemic hit. When I first appeared before the government, I said think of this as a $65 million business, an internationally recognized business, and one that sells its product to the world. More than 29 million people have come to the festival from around the world since its first year in 1953, she said. Once they are here, they spend money on food, accommodation, shopping, supporting local artists, artisans and so much more. They are attracted by some of the finest cultural offerings that this country provides, and I think any country in the world provides. Stevenson said it is a good return on investment because the festival generates $55 million in taxes annually to three levels of government. Festival Artistic Director Anthony Simolino said before the pandemic started, the festival was about to embark on its biggest season ever. There were 15 productions, more than 800 performances scheduled, a brand new Canadian musical on tap, 300 events scheduled at the Megan Forum and the grand opening of the new Tom Patterson Theatre ready to happen. The festival had invested $20 million into the season, with more spending to come, he said. They had sold $15 million in tickets to that point and were on target to reach a goal of 500,000 tickets sold. Then it all stopped, he said. The entire 2020 season ended up getting cancelled. Our theaters emptied, our rehearsal halls, like Pompeii, were frozen in that moment, when everyone went home. We were devastated, financially and emotionally. Previous government funding helped launch an outdoor season in 2021, which attracted 34,000 people to the festival. The newly announced funding is helping the current season, featuring 10 productions, which started in April and runs until October. Simolino estimates the festival will attract 320,000 people this season and generate spending in the community of more than $90 million, as the theater gets closer to its economic potential. Stratford Festival Executive Director Anita Gaffney called the funding an unprecedented announcement. Tourism is one of the community's most significant industries. This investment enables a robust return by some of the key drivers of that industry. One of the seven recipients of the Tourism Relief Fund, receiving $100,000, is the Little Prince Micro Cinema. Founder Lee Cooney said the funds will go towards a new Microplex cinema facility, housing two to three similar-sized screening rooms. The Little Prince Micro Cinema in Stratford is recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the smallest purpose-built cinema in operation, with 13 seats. Others receiving funding. County of Perth, $40,000 for the purchase and installation of 35 lighted pole mounts and wraps, decorative signage and lighting in and around the trees at Stewart Park. Town of St. Mary's, $255,300 for the purchase and installation of signage directing visitors and residents to town assets, including modern digital kiosk, QR codes and additional signs to assist in education and wayfinding. Experience Camping Limited, $100,000 for the purchase and installation of a splash pad and upgrades to an existing pool. Destination Stratford, $500,000 for the interactive lighting experience, Lights on Winter Festival, throughout the heritage downtown and parks. Stratford Perth Museum, $55,500 to improve outdoor players backstage. This will include a sound system, seating, shade sail, hard surface pathway and parking with more turf stone to allow stormwater runoff. Destination Stratford, $337,500 to improve outdoor community dining areas and upgrade and increase public washrooms.